Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
All right, our guys overcame a lot of adversity early in the game in all three phases, as you all saw there, with penalties on both sides of the ball and the fake punt, getting down 10 to nothing. But our defense really thought played well today. Overall, we were able to play some complimentary football, overcoming the turnovers by holding them without scores on both turnovers, which was big, and then certainly with Ryan coming up with the play at the end of the game to close it out. So really pleased where they came out to play. There was a lot of great second effort there today, and a good win for us. As I told the guys, we're going to appreciate the win. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll get back to work tomorrow and on to Tampa.
Marcos, Jay's mobility more productive than usual, or was that something that you felt like you could use?
Well, we always, we encourage that. And obviously he moved around, extended some plays today that got us some big plays.
All three of the touchdowns were on play. The one-on-one matchups where Jay allowed Alshon and Brandon to make a play. Your thoughts on those throws and the play of those two guys today?
Well, I think the most important thing is when they're one-on-one and we give them a chance to go up and make a play. And, those were all three tremendous plays, the touchdown to Brandon, to the end zone to our left, and to the right, and then Alshon's play cutting off the defender as well. So trying to put the ball in a place where, they can use their body and their catch radius. They did that today. I would say that today was there was no considerations based on previous situations. We did what we had to do to try to stay on the field and score.
It felt like that gave a jolt of confidence into your guys. Was that the intended consequence?
The intent was to make the first down, and results were good. We didn't get that one on the goal line, which is unfortunate because we had moved the ball all the way down the field. We did what we had to do to win the game.
Coach, down the stretch in this end of the first half, the Vikings' last possession and your last possession, what was the thought process as far as using your timeouts and potentially getting yourself a field goal opportunity?
Well, we wanted to save our timeouts as much as we could. We knew that when we got the ball back, time remaining would determine what we were going to do because we were going to get the ball back at the start of the half. And that was really the reason why we played it out. We thought we put ourselves in a position to get a field goal. That's the way we went about it. But knowing that we were able to move the football and we didn't want to put our team at risk, backed up, we were still 25, 30-yard line to start. And we'd done that before, started with a couple runs, see where we are and go from there. We only had one timeout left. We had to use that one. So it didn't work out the way we wanted. But at the end of the day, we knew that 12 minutes from that point, we were going to come back with the football.
Coach, defense looked more aggressive in general today. Was that more game planning kind of thing, or do you think it was a mental attitude that came?
Guys came back ready to work. Mel and the guys, worked hard. They worked hard together, both staff and players. It was good to see. There was passion. There were guys playing hard out there. There was a lot of good second effort.
Coach, with a three-game losing streak, you had a lot of fans that lost patience. What would you say to those fans who have not jumped ship now?
The thing I would say is, our fans are as passionate as they get. They love their football team. When they're disappointed, they show it. They show it in different ways. We go to work every day to try to be the best football team we can be, and we're going to start tomorrow to try to get better at what we're doing.
Marcos, did you guys like about the screen game today, and is that something that can carry over to the next week and the week after?
I don't know that. We've done reasonably well throwing screens. We got team that defensively, their four guys rush the passer very hard, and we were able to slip a couple through. We missed a couple. We had a couple throw that we had to throw away, but overall, we work hard on it, and we got some positive plays today, certainly.
Mark, what went into such a good protection plan today? I mean, you're able to keep Jay clean throughout the game.
Well, we work hard on those things. This team had 30 sacks going in. They're number one in the league, and our guys got a lot of pride on our side of the ball. They went to work, and it starts with all the protection meetings that we have, the constant walkthroughs that we have in practice, and we were able to put that all to use today and mix it up enough to where We got the pocket moving a little bit. I think that helped us as well.
On the third and goal play that didn't work, Mark, on the fourth and goal play that didn't work, what's the hoped for design of that play?
Yeah, the design of the play, we still leveraged the defense. We had what we wanted. We didn't execute the play. It wasn't something we just picked out of a hat, you know, on fourth down. It was a play that we had prepared for over the last couple of weeks, actually, to get up, and it didn't work. But there's no reason why it couldn't have. We didn't put it all together. All the moving parts were not together. I thought Jay made a heck of an effort to try to get in. He did everything he could. He really offered himself up to get in and drove his shoulder to try to get to the pylon. And, you know, that resonates with our football team as well.
Does it feel like a big weight was lifted off the team's shoulders for this win?
This is our fourth win. We got a lot of work to do. Our team is joined at the hip to try to continue working, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow. The big thing right now is to take the 24 hours to appreciate the work and the time, because it's so hard to win in the National Football League. And then tomorrow we'll go back to work. We'll review this game. We'll try to get better as a football team, and we'll move on as quickly as possible to Tampa Bay coming in here next week.
Mark, do you think the increased pressure your defensive linemen were able to put on the quarterback was a result of their technique and effort, or was it on the back end where the coverage was?
Well, I think that, you know, that's a great question. You probably answered it. You know, the pass rush is coordinated with second and third levels. Everybody has to be right. I thought the energy and the effort was, you know, very good up front. We didn't always get to them, but we did put the pressure on them and force them to recognize that he had to get rid of the ball pretty quickly at times.
Time for a couple more, and we'll bring in Jay.
In terms of yards allowed, this was the Bears' best game of the season. It seems like there was a concerted effort to maybe limit the run there against the Vikings. Would you say you were daring Teddy Bridgewater to beat you through the air?
Well, I think that's each and every week. You know, you go and there's no team in the league that doesn't work at stopping the run first. I mean, it's universal throughout the NFL. But that's where it starts. You try to get teams into third and long and get them into situations where they got to throw the ball from that position, which isn't easy to do. And that's what we tried to do today, and that's no different with us or any team during the course of the week.
What's your sense on why there were more opportunities to take some of those shots down the field to big play guys?
We saw a lot of man-to-man coverage today. We did. You know, those are the opportunities we have to take. We try to identify them and try to get to it as quickly as we can and give our guys a chance. We get the ball in a place where they can, as I say, use their catch radius. We've got a chance. And if we can't get the ball, we can encourage a PI as well. So that's part of what we need. We needed some explosive plays to help us move forward. We got to have explosive plays, and when we got the guys to do it, we got to give them that opportunity.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.